Matt, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Hello, everyone. I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. Welcome, everyone, to the Thursday Sports Center Show with Wu and Loro Sports Pod collaborating together. I beg your pardon for almost slipping here. So today on our show, we're going to be talking about NBA, and also we got breaking news to talk about in just a minute. NFL news for you, as well as we'll talk about some Week 12 games, and then and an unusual time, week 12 ended on a Wednesday. And then we'll also talk about baseball offseason, and then also news about when the NHL season will start, and then the MLS Cup is now going into the conference finals. So, Matt, how's it going?
It's going well. Going well. A lot of good breaking news the last couple of days, hasn't there been?
It has been. So let's start with the breaking news right now. So, Rich Paul, the agent of Anthony Davis and LeBron James, have said that they have agreed to a five-year deal worth $190 million, and it is a max contract. So after the Lakers extended LeBron James, he agreed to a two-year, $85 million contract extension with the Lakers. The Lakers are set in stone to compete for a long time.
Yeah, they sure are. They got their two big pieces there, and LeBron, you know, has stepped into the role probably over the next couple of years of, I mean, he's still the best player, I think, in the NBA, but he'll be working with and building up Anthony Davis, too, and maybe even giving him some of the spotlight over the next 2 years. But LeBron looks great, well-earned contract. Davis, well-earned, you know, and they got a good young team around him. This is going to be a fun team to watch, and I think they're the favorites to win the title.
They are. And also, other news to talk about is that Russell Westbrook got traded to the Washington Wizards for John Wall. So I think that James Harden recruited John Wall to join him in Houston. I didn't think he likes Westbrook, but I just feel like that sometimes Russell Westbrook could be kind of a head case.
Yeah, there's that. I heard Westbrook said that he didn't like how loose the culture was in Houston. And Westbrook, you know, he's for all the criticism that some people have of him, and you know, he can't really shoot a three, and he's a ball hog. But you know,
he's not really a ball hog. Russell Westbrook's a triple double machine.
Yeah, that's true. I should say he wants the. I meant in terms of he kind of wants the ball, you know. So like either to shoot or to pass, you know, he wants everything going through him. And you know, as a guard, he's gonna. You know, you want that too, but you know, Westbrook, for all the criticism that people give of him, like he's still in his prime. He is, as he often says, he's best friends with the basketball. And you know, he's worked with Brooks before in the past in Oklahoma City, so you know, this could work out fairly well for the Wizards. I think there's a big question mark with Houston and John Wall. Like, he has not played in 2 years, and he's a guy that relies on speed, and he's coming off of two leg injuries. So, you know, it's going to be kind of tough, I think. And I think Westbrook wanted out maybe just as much as maybe Harden wanted a different piece in there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, we'll talk more about this later in the show. We'll talk about a lot of games to talk about as well in the NBA. So now on to the NFL. So basically, let's start off with your Week 12 recap. So let's start off with the Thanksgiving game. So after the Lions and Texans played, and the Texans won that game pretty much handily, the Detroit Lions did not waste time to fire Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn, and then they named Daryl Bevel their head coach. This is just to tell you that the Lions made a mistake for letting go Jim Caldwell, and that they need to go into a new direction.
That's true, they do. Everything I heard about that locker room under Matt Patricia was that it was getting really bad and it was toxic, and you know, they needed definitely a change of pace there. And you know, I don't know who their next head coach is going to be. Like, some people have said Robert Saleh of the 49ers, but
he would be a great choice to help fix this defense.
Yeah, I think he would be. You know, I also think, though, that, I mean, Patricia was a defensive coordinator who had no head coaching experience. And if you bring in Saleh, that's the same thing, a guy with no head coaching experience, defensive coordinator. So they might want to go in a different direction. I don't know, though. It's incredible, though, how bad the defense got under Patricia, who was a defensive specialist, you know, and that's just inexcusable.
Very inexcusable. And also on Thanksgiving, we saw the Washington football team just blow out the Dallas Cowboys. And I was sending you that video that Stephen A. Smith was so happy.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like the Cowboys.
Yeah, that was a huge win for the Washington football team.
That was a huge win for them, but also they play Pittsburgh. We'll talk about that game in just a minute. But also one of those games got moved to Wednesday, and the Pittsburgh Steelers got a win. And I still don't see them going 16-0, but the Steelers held on to beat the Lamar Jackson-less Ravens.
Yeah, very disappointing performance by the Steelers, even though they got the win. Just they did not look good on defense or offense. This is a Ravens team that had several players missing because of COVID, including Lamar Jackson, and they look bad. And, you know, you can blame it some on the week and the postponements of the games and things like that, but, you know, even Mike Tomlin was upset at his team. And they're undefeated, 11-0, but they don't look good.
Teams don't look great.
No.
They didn't look good yesterday from what I saw, but the Steelers are going to eventually get a loss at some point. I predict they're going to lose two games. I think that they're going to lose to the Bills on the road, and they're going to lose to Cleveland on the road. Those are the two losses I predict for the Steelers. Yep. But I think Cleveland is ready to take the next step already from what I've seen from them. But we'll talk about that in just a minute. But also, let's get to your Week 12 recap and also talk about the Patriots winning big against the Arizona Cardinals 20-17. I think Zane Gonzalez's field goal really costed the Cardinals.
Yep, sure did. Yeah, that was a great finish and walk-off win for the Patriots, and they're hanging in there.
They are. They're not counted out, but I just feel like they could be playing better, and we'll talk about their game as they're in L.A. all this week, starting with the L.A. Chargers, which we'll talk about in just a minute. But speaking of the Chargers, the L.A. Chargers lost to the Bills, but there was a call that I did not like at the end of the game. Justin Herbert tried to sneak it in for a touchdown, but I just felt like that was a dangerous play.
Yeah, that was not a good play. And on top of that, if you notice on that replay, the offensive line, they were actually falling back like it was going to be a passing play. And Herbert
what kind of play running call forward. Is that?
Yeah, that's crazy. And, you know, that's the type of play that can get a quarterback hurt. And it's like, if Anthony Lynn has one prerogative left this season, it's don't hurt the quarterback. Like, you got to make play, you got to have play calls that are low risk. You can't have them
passed it.
Right, yeah, I should have, like, and maybe Herbert got the play wrong because the entire offensive line fell back as if, like, it was going to be a passing play. So I don't know what – maybe the mistake was on Herbert himself, but you still, like, that was bad management at the end of the game there and by Anthony Lynn and the Chargers, and it doesn't look good for him. I think he's going to get fired.
I think he's going to get fired, but also, do you think Tom Telesco gets fired too?
Yeah, that's. I don't know. Like they might end up keeping Telesco. I mean, to me, they have a Telesco. I mean, he drafted Herbert. Like he as a GM, like
he can draft. Tom he can Telesco draft. Can draft.
Yeah, and they have a good roster. Like, this is not a situation where you need to blow up the roster. So,
no.
Like, yeah, this
is. I think Telesco's safe.
Yeah, and, you know, there's just been some injuries. And, you know, then there's been bad coaching. If it were me, I would keep Telesco and
just fire
give him a shot at hiring the next coach.
Yeah, I think Telesco's going to hire the next head coach. I think you don't fire Telesco, but Anthony Lynn, you have to get out of there for sure. I think Charger fans deserve a better head coach than Anthony Lynn. Because Anthony Lynn is what you might call this, is a coach that just doesn't know game management.
Yeah.
I mean, he had one good season, which taking the Chargers to the playoffs, but other than that, steps back injury-wise.
Yeah.
So, basically, now let's talk about the next game we're going to talk about next is the 49ers defeating the Rams 23-20. That's a win the Rams should have had. That's the team that they've had trouble with all this season. But everybody else, the Rams have been playing good football against all other teams.
Yeah, say it again.
I was saying that the Rams have trouble against the Niners, but against the other teams in the division, they played well against the Cardinals and the Seahawks.
Yes, yeah, they have. Just Kyle Shanahan has Sean McVay's number. He's beaten him four straight times.
Yeah, that's what you get if you have his number, because they know each other pretty well, you know.
Yep.
So I really think the Rams will pick it up their next game, but I feel like that the Rams will find a way to win their next game in Arizona, because I think they have Kyler's number.
Uh-huh.
So I think this is going to be a good game either way.
Yep.
Now let's move on to Sunday Night Football, since there's no Thursday Night Football. So my pick right here is an easy one, but I feel like that this is a rivalry game. I think that the Broncos are going to keep up with the Chiefs, but I think the Chiefs will win on a game-winning field goal. I'm not going to underestimate Denver just because their offense is good whenever Drew Locke is back.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I agree.
So who do you have winning between the Chargers and the Broncos? The Chiefs and the Broncos, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, I have the Chiefs.
I have the Chiefs, too. I just think that Mahomes is going to be good, but I feel like that whenever the Broncos get Drew Locke back, their offense will keep up with Mahomes.
Yeah.
So, and also, with that being said, let's talk about Monday Night Football. So we got two games on Monday Night Football. So the Steelers are taking on the Washington football team, and then the 49ers are taking on the Bills. So I'm going to pick the Steelers to beat the Washington football team, and I want the Niners to beat the Bills.
Yep, I think you're going to take – is that your upset special?
No, I have a different upset special.
Oh, okay, so you're picking 49ers over Bills.
And then the Steelers over the Washington football team.
Yeah, I'll take I'm taking Steelers. I'm going to take Bills, though, over the 49ers.
Is it because the Bills are on their way to dethroning the New England Patriots from that division?
I just think they're going to get a win. I don't see the 49ers striking lightning twice against the Rams and then the Bills. So I'm going to go with the Bills here.
Yeah, and then let's talk about Tuesday Night Football instead of Thursday Night Football. So the Baltimore Ravens are coming off a rough loss to the Steelers, and then the Cowboys are coming off a rough loss. So both teams are looking for a win. So I think I'm going to pick the Ravens to win this game over the Cowboys by a lot.
Yeah, I think Ravens win.
I'm assuming that they'll get Lamar Jackson back by then.
Yeah, I think so too.
And now let's talk about our locks and upsets of Week 13. So one of my locks is the Patriots over the LA Chargers. That's my lock of the week. And my upset special of the week is Deshaun Watson and the Texans upsetting the Colts.
Oh, right. Yeah, so that'd be
since a good one. Since it's in Houston, though, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, let's see here. So, I'm going to go with let's see. What was your lock, you said?
Patriots over the Chargers, just because I think the Patriots are going to come into LA to beat the Chargers, but I'm not going to underestimate Justin Herbert. I think the Patriots will win, but it's not going to be by a lot of points, though.
My lock is going to be Packers over Eagles. I'll do my lock is going to be Chiefs over Broncos, because you didn't call that one, right? So
I didn't call that lock.
Yep, so I'll call it. I'll go Chiefs over Broncos.
That's at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, yep. And then let's see. Upset of the week. So I'm going to – that'd be a crazy one. No, I won't do that one. Upset of the week, I'm going to go with Lions over Bears.
That's a good one. So – anyways, with that being said, so I think really I think the Lions could upset the Bears in Chicago after losing to them very bad in week one, you know?
Yeah.
So let's talk about the rest of our week 13 picks, but we're going to get to our Eagles question in just a minute. So the Titans are looking to continue their momentum against the Cleveland Browns. So I picked the Tennessee Titans to beat the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tennessee as well. I think that they're going to be a little bit too strong, and I'm going to say they edge out the Browns by a touchdown.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game. Baker versus Tannehill, but I think Ryan Tannehill and the Titans are going to go get a win. I think they're on pace to win this division, like I said before.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about who's going to win between the Las Vegas Raiders over the New York Jets. So basically the Jets are just doing Jet things as they lost badly to the Dolphins last week. But I'm going to pick the Raiders to win and bounce back after a very disappointing loss to the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I'm going with Raiders for sure.
So the question is Adam Gase going to get fired at the end of the season? I think he will.
Yeah, he's going to get fired.
It's already a foregone conclusion that he's going to get fired, but we just want to – it's going to be a matter of when. Is it going to be at the end of the season, or is it going to be close to the final game of the season?
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be – he'll at this point, he'll probably get fired at the end of the season.
Yeah, the Jets are just going to get through this with him since it's the last month of the season. Don't make a coaching change now.
Yeah.
So now let's talk about who's going to win between the Minnesota Vikings over the Jacksonville Jaguars. So they're a one-win team. But speaking of the Jaguars, they dismissed David Caldwell as their general manager. They are cleaning house. And the next to go is head coach Doug Marrone.
Yeah, I think he's going to get fired too.
So do you think the Jaguars are going to be better off drafting Justin Fields to be their franchise quarterback?
Yep, I think that they're going to definitely go for a quarterback here in the draft. Absolutely.
I think Minshew mania is over.
Yep, I agree.
As much as I like Gardner Minshew, he's like Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I agree. It's time to find a new quarterback, and this is a quarterback-heavy draft. You gotta pick a quarterback in this draft.
I think Justin Fields out of Ohio State will solve the Jaguars' woes, and then they build around him.
Yeah.
I feel like the Jaguars, when they get Fields and when they get the pieces together, then they'll be back to where they were in 2017.
Uh-huh.
But they just have to fix their defense. So I think Minnesota is going to beat Jacksonville. But I think the Jaguars are going to go 1-15 with the number 2 pick in the draft.
Oh, wow. Okay.
With the Jets going 0-16.
Uh-huh.
Because the Jags, they could have been an 0-16 team if they would have not beaten, if they would have lost to the Colts in week one.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying here. That's how bad Jacksonville is.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about who's going to win between the Dolphins and Bengals. So it would have been so much fun to see Joe Burrow against Tua Tagovailoa. But Joe Burrow out for the year. We just heard that he's going to make a full recovery from this torn ACL. Tua Tagovailoa is going to be a game-time decision, but I'm saying assuming Tua Tagovailoa plays, I'm picking the Dolphins over the Bengals. My boy Brian Flores is going to finish out this season on a good note.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the Dolphins here too. I was tempted to actually go crazy with an upset, but I think it's going to be Dolphins, yeah.
Your lock of the week is Lions, Bears over Lions, but I'm actually going to pick the Lions to win over the Bears just because I think Stafford's the better quarterback than Mitchell Trubisky, and I feel like Darrell Bevell can do something and energize this Lions team.
Yeah,
down the stretch.
Yeah, Lions, they weren't my lock. They were my upset special.
Yeah, so are you thinking that maybe Darrell Bevell could be auditioning for the head coaching job?
He could be. I think I think they're just going to come out, like, ready to fight. And the Bears also look bad. Like, they look terrible against Green Bay. So
they did. Told you, they're an overrated team.
Yep. This is going to be a big pillow fight.
I think the Bears are just a quarterback away from being a complete football team.
Yeah.
But I just don't see them being good right now.
Yeah, same here.
I just think they need to change their direction. Fire Ryan Pace and fire Matt Nagy, and then you go in a new direction.
Yep.
Now let's talk about who's going to win between the Saints over the Falcons. This game is in Atlanta. So last time these two teams met, you know how that happened.
Uh-huh.
The Saints blew out the Falcons, but I think the Saints are going to come into Atlanta. Get a win.
Yeah.
And I feel like that the Falcons will still get off to a hot start, but I feel like the Saints are going to come back and pull off a come-from-behind victory.
Yeah.
I always predict come-from-behind victories in Atlanta. I was predicting that for the Raiders, is that the Falcons would start off fast, and I'm like, when the Falcons were up big against the Raiders, I'm like, don't hold your horses.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen? Do you think the Falcons start off fast and then the Saints come back, or do you think the Saints just blow them out?
I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think the Saints will win, but this will be a closer game than expected.
I agree 100%. So now let's talk about who's going to win between the Seattle Seahawks going up against the New York Football Giants, who are looking for a face right now at the home and in the NFC. So I feel like we'll have a better record, and I feel like next year they're going to be even better. But I feel like the Seattle Seahawks are going to win this game.
Yeah, I think Seahawks win as well. Giants are playing really good under Joe Judge, that's for sure.
They are, but they don't have Daniel Jones for this week just because he might have hurt his hamstring very significantly. But I feel like that resting him and making sure that he's ready to go down the stretch is pretty much the safe bet.
Yep.
So I think the Giants will lose this game.
Yeah, I think that the Giants will lose as well.
Before we talk about the Rams and Cardinals game, let's talk about the Eagles-Packers game. So I don't really trust the Eagles' schedule. From what I saw on Monday, it tells me that the Eagles are not going to have a good stretch run. But I feel like the Packers are going to win this game. But it's going to be a matter of when the Eagles are going to turn to Jalen Hurts as their starting quarterback. And the question is, do the Eagles move Carson Wentz? Because I was talking about this with you before our show, is that I was thinking that maybe the Colts can trade Carson Wentz just so that the Eagles can build around Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, this would be a tricky case for the Eagles. Like, they could get rid of Doug Peterson and see if a change of coaching will help Wentz. They could get rid of Wentz and have Peterson.
There's a lot of questions in Philly.
Yeah. So it's – or they could keep him for one more year and see what happens, you know. Very strange, though.
Do you still think he's their guy going forward for the Eagles or no?
Wentz?
Yeah.
I think he is. I just think that, like, they could. I mean, they drafted Jalen Hurts. But I think it's too early to, like, entirely move off of Carson Wentz at this point. So
it is too early. I agree. But I really think that do you think the Eagles can still win football games to be enough to win this division?
Yeah, they can. It's going to be a bad – whoever wins is going to have a bad record. So, they'll have at least 8 losses, at least. So
I think Green Bay is going to win. I think Rodgers is going to torch that Eagles defense.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
But I really think if you look at it, I think that the Eagles are – the Eagles, when healthy, they're a way better team than they are right now.
Yeah.
But I just feel like that – I feel like that they need to get younger at receiver and build around Jalen Reagor. Don't keep Jeffrey and don't keep Jackson. Because those guys are old.
Yeah.
So now, with that being said, the question is, I think Carson Wentz is their guy going forward. But I feel like that next year is going to be a big year for him. Critical year.
Yeah, yep.
I think next year is a make or break year for Carson Wentz.
Yeah. I think so, too, for sure.
Now let's talk about who's going to win between the Rams and the Cardinals. So the question is, can the Rams come off a big win over the Cardinals, or will the Cardinals hand McVay his first loss against the Cardinals, since the Rams are 6-0 against the Cardinals in the Sean McVay era?
Can you repeat it, please?
Okay, I was saying that the Rams are 6-0 against the Cardinals in the Sean McVay era. Do you think the Cardinals beat the Rams for the first time since 2016 and that McVay goes 6-1 against the Cardinals?
Oh, tough question. Yeah, I think McVay's going to get this win. I think the Rams improved to 8-4 on the year.
They will. But the Cardinals, I still think they're going to make the playoffs, don't you think?
Yeah, it's going to be close. I mean, if they lose this game, they'll be, 6-6?
Yeah, they will be 6-6 if they lose this game.
Yeah, so, the Cardinals, they're an exciting team. They were the team, we talked about this weeks ago, back in September, I think, or August, and just how they're like, they were fun, exciting teams. Yeah, I was excited about this team, and I think they're just they're 1 year away. They need a couple more pieces, and then they'll be really competitive.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. So let's also talk about who do you have winning between the Chargers and Patriots. So you think that do you think the Patriots will come into SoFi to beat the Chargers, or do you think Herbert will upset them?
You know what? I think I might see an upset happening here. But I'm going to go with the Patriots, though. It's going to be a close game.
I'm telling you, the Chargers are one of these unlucky teams, and they got to do something. They got to show some fight down the stretch so that they can convince the front office to keep Anthony Lynn. Oh, I'm just kidding. He's probably going to get fired at the end of the season, but still show some fight.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why I think the Chargers will fire Anthony Lynn, but it doesn't mean give up on the season.
Yeah.
So I feel like that the Chargers will still put up fights, but I just feel like that the reason why Anthony Lynn's going to get fired is because of his game management and also play calling.
Yes, I think so too. I agree. Needs to get a lot better with game management and play calling at times.
Yes, absolutely. So actually, with that being said, let's talk about some injuries that really, really will kill some teams down the stretch. So Bud Dupree was on pace for a career year, and then he tore his ACL, which he is out for the season.
Yeah.
And then also, Deshaun Watson said it's very important that the Texans re-sign Will Fuller, even though he's suspended for the last six games of the season. Do you think the Texans re-sign Will Fuller?
Well, I think if your quarterback wants this guy, you got to do it. I mean, to say no is rebuking your franchise quarterback in public like that. And, I mean, that's the case. What, you're going to maybe trade Deshaun Watson at that point? Like,
not really.
Yeah, so I think you got to do it for him.
Yeah, because Deshaun loves Will Fuller. But also, who do you have winning between the Colts and the Texans? I have the Texans just because I like what Romeo Cornell's doing.
Yeah, I think the Texans are a little too shorthanded. Right now, I'm gonna go with the Colts.
Is it because you think Phillip Rivers is gonna provide a spark plug down the stretch?
It could be. Yeah, I think he'll play pretty well.
Yeah, I think so too. But I really think that I think this is gonna be a good game. But also, let's talk about teams on by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They almost came from behind to beat the Chiefs. But the question is, do you think the Buccaneers are better off without Bruce Arians as their head coach, or do you think Bruce Arians is still their guy?
That's a good question. I think it comes down to what Brady wants. But, you know, Arians is a guy that he has a certain philosophy where he likes to throw the ball a lot downfield. He likes the bigger plays. Brady's more of a chipper. He likes to take what's given to him and then hit him with a big play when the defense is tightened up too much. But I think that, you know, their personalities don't match, it seems like. But then again, neither did Brady's or Bill Belichick's. So I think that we'll have to see what the results are this year. They need to get to the playoffs, and they need to win more than one game.
They don't play until next week, so they should beat the Vikings next week.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And then also another team that's on the bye that's pretty much the best 4-8 team that we've seen is the Carolina Panthers. And my question for you on the Panthers is, even though the Panthers are 4-8, is there something to be encouraged about with the Carolina Panthers?
Oh, yeah. I think, yeah, they're a good team with a bad record, you know, and that's expected because – of various things, you know, the new coach and injuries to McCaffrey. And
their defense is still young but growing. But I like what Matt Rhule's doing in Carolina. He's slowly but surely rebuilding this Carolina Panthers football team. He did such a good job rebuilding Temple and Baylor.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think he can do the same in Carolina, Matt Rhule.
I think so too.
But 4-8, not his fault.
No.
Give it time. So I think, but I also think that the Panthers
the Panthers have a tougher schedule down the stretch. That's why I think they might not win a lot of games down the stretch.
Yeah.
But also, a question for you is, who do you think should be the next head coach of the Lions? I pick Salah just because he has a good defensive background, and I think that he can help the Lions in that capacity and also help and get an offensive coordinator that can help Matthew Stafford play to his strengths.
Yeah, that might be a good way to go. They could also go with someone who wants to move off Stafford and draft a quarterback this year in the draft.
Why would you think that? Somebody that would want to move off from Stafford and get his own guy in Detroit.
Yeah, it just, you know, Stafford could, I mean, he still has at least a couple of good years left. A team out there could definitely want to trade for him. And this is a quarterback heavy draft with a lot of good quarterbacks. The Lions could,
very heavy.
Yeah, the Lions could draft a quarterback of the future if they felt that was what they wanted to do. So, I mean, Stafford's been in the league for 12 years. I mean, it's, he's getting up there, right? So, and he had some injuries, you know, last season. So, you know, we'll see. But yeah, they could go either way. It's a mystery to me. I don't know.
Yeah, it is a mystery to me. So that being said, now let's also talk about the 49ers moving to Glendale for the time being. So do you think this was a good decision for the 49ers to play their home games in Glendale, Arizona for the time being?
Yeah, they're going to have to. And yeah, it makes sense, you know, and I feel bad for the team because they got a – it's crazy, you know. But it is what it is, and they're probably not going to go to the playoffs this year. And they just got to go out there and try to finish the season strong.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right about that. But now let's talk about next is let's go back into some basketball. So we were talking about Anthony Davis resigning. So what do you think the Lakers starting lineup will be? I have my lineup is LeBron at the one guard. Then you have KCP at the two. And then Kyle Kuzma, I want him starting at the three. And then Anthony Davis at the four. And then I start Marc Gasol at center. What about you?
You don't put Schroeder in your lineup?
No, I want him to be a guy that comes off the bench and be a sixth man.
I'm going to go with LeBron, AD, Schroeder. Let's see. Could go with – yeah, I don't know who would be – who else am I missing here that they
– oh, I mean Wesley Matthews.
Maybe.
Or Harrell.
Yeah, Harrell's probably going to be a bench guy. I could see him, like, being the sixth or seventh guy, you know, on the bench. Because he's not really good at defense. So.
And then you got, which. So, is your lineup Schroeder, KCP, LeBron, AD, and Gasol?
Yeah, that's right. I knew I was forgetting. Yeah, Gasol, yeah. I was like, who am I forgetting here? Yeah, and then KCP would probably be the other starter.
And you want Schroeder to be the guy that brings the ball up court if he starts.
Yeah.
LeBron can get a double-double. So can Dennis Schroeder, too.
Yeah.
So this Laker team, I think, is going to be fun to watch.
Yes, I think so, too.
So also, the Lakers, next Friday, December 11th, they will start the preseason against the Clippers. So are you excited to see what they do against the Clippers next Friday night?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think they're going to get a win against the Clippers. I think the Clippers are still in disarray a little bit. Like, I mean, Ty Lue is really good. I think he's going to use Paul George a lot better than what Doc Rivers used him as. And I think the other thing is, he's going to get better chemistry going between Kawhi and Paul George with the rest of the team. So I think those are two things he needs to resolve.
Yeah. So
but the Lakers tough to do it so play, early in the season.
The Lakers do play the Clippers in their first two preseason games, but also the last two preseason games they play with the Phoenix Suns. So I look forward to seeing what Chris Paul does with Phoenix with Devin Booker and the Suns. I think are going to be a fun team to watch.
Uh-huh.
But also, those are preseason games, so you're not going to expect LeBron and AD to play a lot.
Right.
But also, let's talk about the first two regular season games. Which game are you looking forward to the most? The game against the Clippers on the 22nd or the game against the Dallas Mavericks on Christmas Day?
Oh, I think the Dallas Mavericks one is going to be pretty exciting.
Very, very exciting. I agree. I mean, yeah. LeBron versus Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis. But there's no Porzingis in this game just because he's hurt, you know?
Yeah, yep.
So, also, out of the Christmas Day games, out of, like, the Lakers and Mavericks, what other Christmas Day game are you excited about?
I am also – well, I think the – I forget, who are the Nets playing? Is it
– Actually, I'm looking at the schedule right now when the season begins on the 22nd. So, the Nets actually – whatchamacallit? The Nets play the Warriors on opening night, and then the Nets play the Celtics on Christmas Day.
Oh yeah, I'd rather see Nets Warriors, yeah. But yeah, I'd see Nets Warriors. That one will be a pretty good one for opening night.
Too bad they won't have Klay Thompson.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see, what are the Christmas Day games here? I'm looking them up. Who's Milwaukee playing on Christmas Day?
Golden State.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That'll be a fun one.
And then the Pelicans take on the Miami Heat in Miami.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be a fun one, too. And yeah, then, Lakers, Mavericks would be great.
And then Clippers, Nuggets to close it out.
Yeah.
So I think that the Lakers are going to be a very good team, but also – when it gets closer, we're going to predict our 1-8 teams in both conferences. But do you think the Lakers, to you and to me, do you think they are the number one team in the West yet again?
Yeah, Lakers are for sure.
And also, what do you think of the Clippers' chances? Do you think the Clippers will make it past the first round with Ty Lue?
They'll get past the first round. Yeah,
I'm talking about the second round because Doc Rivers has blown 2-1 leads.
Yeah. I think so. I think this might be the year you see like a Lakers-Clippers conference finals, finally.
I would want to see that. That's my dream right there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But also, I'm going to ask you this. What do you think? How do you think Russell Westbrook's going to fare in D.C.? Do you think he and Bradley Beal are going to get along just fine?
Yeah, it should be interesting. And I'm excited to see Westbrook in D.C.
What about John Wall in Houston with James Harden?
Yeah, you know, like, that'll be fun, too. I'm just most curious about, like, how good is Wall going to be after not playing for 2 years?
Yeah, let's see how he works. But also, let's talk about some exciting teams in the NBA that are going to be fun to watch. What about the Pelicans? Do you think the Pelicans are going to take the next step under Stan Van Gundy?
Yes, I think they're going to be a fun, exciting team this year.
I like that they got Eric Bledsoe. He's going to help with the fast break, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then I think Zion Williamson, with him getting trimmed down, I think that the Pelicans are going to be intriguing.
Yeah, I agree.
So, also, we have three Ball brothers are playing in the NBA now. LiAngelo Ball, LaMelo Ball, and Lonzo Ball. Which one of the three do you think is going to be a star in the league? Lonzo or LaMelo?
I think it's going to be LaMelo with the Hornets. Yeah, I think he might have the best potential.
I mean, let's see. I think if you look at LaMelo, he shoots the ball better than Lonzo.
Yeah.
And free throw wise, he's better. He's a better free throw shooter than Lonzo is.
Yeah, I think so.
Because Lonzo can't shoot free throws, and that's embarrassing for a point guard.
Yeah.
But I think LaMelo Ball, I think he's my early favorite to be the Rookie of the Year. But we'll talk about that when that gets closer, about who's going to win each award.
Yeah.
So, anyways, with that being said, well, there's a lot of NBA to talk about in the next week. So, we'll talk about Lakers-Clippers next week for the preseason. So, let's talk about baseball. So, we also heard that, that the Dodgers yesterday made a trade with the Milwaukee Brewers, and they got Corey Knebel. You know him from the Brewers, part of that three-headed monster with Jeremy Jeffries and Josh Hader. Tell me what you think he brings in L.A.
Well, I think that, Knebel's going to shore up that bullpen which, you know, that's always been kind of a little bit of a Achilles heel for the Dodgers. But I think they needed to make a move to strengthen the bullpen, and they did it. What do you think?
Now, I think this strengthens the bullpen, and does that mean bye-bye to Blake Treinen? Maybe so, just because Knebel can return to his 2017 and 2018 form.
Yeah, what's going to happen with Kenley Jansen?
What remains to be seen. Right now, let's say he's the closer. And if he struggles, then I would give the closer role to Brusdar Graterol.
Uh-huh.
So also, let's talk about the Trevor Bauer sweepstakes. I heard Juan Soto say this. Could the Washington Nationals make a splash for Trevor Bauer? Do you think that the Nationals should end up with Trevor Bauer?
That's interesting. Yeah, they could. The Nationals are probably in a position where they need to make some move. Like, they won the World Series 2 years ago, and then last year they didn't make the playoffs. So they got to make a change.
Do you think that if Bauer is added to the Nationals rotation, do you think the rotation of Strasburg, Scherzer, Corbin, Bauer, and Anibal Sanchez would be deadly?
Oh, yeah, that'd be a very strong rotation for sure.
I ask that because I feel like the Nationals should go after Trevor Bauer. The Angels, don't rule them out. But I feel like the team that needs him more is the Nationals.
Yeah, yep.
Because I feel like that this puts pressure off Strasburg and Scherzer. Like, say if they get hurt, you get Bauer in as an ace.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about Corey Kluber. Do you think he goes to the Red Sox?
Ooh, is he rumored to be going there?
Yeah, he's rumored to be going there since he's a free agent.
Okay, yeah.
Corey Kluber.
It'd make them stronger for sure. Alex Cora would get another big arm in the rotation.
I think that's what the Red Sox need. Another big arm in their rotation to go with Sale, Rodriguez, and Eovaldi. And then they go with the – then they need to also fix their bullpen too.
Yeah.
So I think the Dodgers won the Corey Knebel trade.
Yep.
Also, here's a question for you about the Yankees. So the Yankees were considering non-tendering Gary Sanchez. But do you think that Gary Sanchez, do you think the Yankees made the right choice to keeping him in New York for now? And do you think that Gary Sanchez can improve on his defense behind the dish and with not only him being a strong and powerful hitter?
Yeah, I think they probably did good by bringing him back. Yeah. What do you think? I think
Gary Sanchez is their go-to man at catcher. He's their starting catcher over Kyle Hizoka.
Uh-huh.
Because Hizoka's not going to start every game. I believe in Gary Sanchez. I believe in the player that he is. In a full season, he would have had 24 home runs in one season or 34 home runs.
Uh-huh.
But last year, he just didn't have such a good year because of the 60-game season. But I just feel like that Gary Sanchez is still their guy.
Yeah, I think so too.
But what do you think he needs to do to improve? Do you think he needs to play defense, or do you think he needs to not strike out so much?
Yeah, I think he probably needs to not strike out so much. Yeah.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that Gary Sanchez needs to work on like his swinging mechanics and his plate discipline.
Yeah.
So also another offseason news to address is Yasiel Puig. Do you see him in a Boston Red Sox uniform?
That's with interesting.
Cora,
yeah.
And have a reunion with Alex Verdugo.
Yeah, I could see him. Yeah.
I just don't see Jackie Bradley Jr. being back there.
Yeah.
Just because the Red Sox have too much money in their banks.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. It'd be interesting to see if they put Puig up in there, if they sign him, yeah.
No, here's the thing. If Puig's a Red Sox, you start him in right field and you move Alex Verdugo to center field. I think that's Verdugo's best position.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, and then I also heard, do you think Marcelo Ozuna is a fit for the Blue Jays if the Blue Jays made a push for him?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, but I also hear that the Blue Jays need a second baseman. I'm like, they have Kevin Biggio. I heard Biggio might play third base because Vladdy Jr. could play first.
Yeah.
So I feel like that the Blue Jays are going to be a fun team to watch next year by this upcoming season. They're going to be good again.
Yeah, I think so too.
Also, let's talk about a surprising move yesterday that the Chicago Cubs non-tendered Kyle Schwarber. And I'm like, why would they do that? And he's like one of their best, he has emerged as one of their best power hitters. And he is a power hitter when healthy. But I just feel like that the Cubs, I think they're saving their bucks to pay Chris Bryant and Javi Baez.
Uh-huh.
So do you think with this move of moving on from Kyle Schwarber, are the Cubs going to keep, Javi Baez and also keep Chris Bryant?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you think?
I think they'll keep him. Yeah. What do you think?
I think the Cubs will keep Chris Bryant. I don't see him going anywhere.
Uh-huh.
But also, I also think that the next move for the Dodgers is to keep Justin Turner and also extend Corey Seager, who's a free agent after next season, and also extend Cody Bellinger and Walker Buehler, and then they're good to go.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, that's probably most likely.
Yeah, now let's talk about the NHL. So we are hearing news that we're still hopeful for an early January 1st start. Do you see that happening?
They're having a mess with this in the NHL for sure. I mean, it's December 3rd already, you know, they need to start warming up if it's going to be a January 1st start. So I'm hopeful, but
I'm hearing that they're taking their time planning for the start of the 2020-2021 season. But you know, Gary Bettman is just not a good commissioner.
Right, yeah. It's pretty tricky. We'll see what they do.
Yeah, let's see what they do here. So with that being said, now MLS Cup playoffs, we're now in the conference final. So the New England Revolution have been a surprise in this playoffs. But also, Seattle is on its way to repeat.
Yep, they are the favorites. And, yeah, we'll see if they'll play Sporting KC or Minnesota United in the conference finals. But, yeah, they should be the favorites.
Yeah, so basically, if you look at the playoff bracket, let's take a look at the updated MLS playoff bracket. So Seattle's waiting for the winner of Sporting KC in Minnesota and New England. The Revolution's playing the Columbus Crew on the 6th of December.
Uh-huh.
And if one of these teams win, then they're going to play in the final on the 12th.
Yeah.
And then Seattle is – I think it's going to be New England versus Seattle.
Yeah, I think it'll be – that. I agree. And I think Seattle will get the championship.
Yeah, they're going to probably repeat this again just because of how good they are. And yeah. Russell Wilson owns part of this team.
Yep.
So, Matt, with that being said, have a good day. So that's going to do it for our show, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, see you next week, Laura.